Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get right down to business, shall we?
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Get down to business.
We're in the business of being in business, and we're doing business.
We're in the business of winning.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I push this button, and away we go.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Never better.
Yeah, look at both of you.
Yeah, we're like alive today.
I got to tell you, it's such a different energy today than yesterday walking in.
Yeah, yesterday was weird. We were trying to shake off the dust
from the
weekend.
Jen was asking me about the show because, you know, she doesn't listen.
No.
And I was like, it was weird, but I felt like it took till 8 o'clock for us to kind of wake up and shake off the holiday funk that was going on.
Yeah, 6 o'clock yesterday was rough.
It was brutal. Yeah. I wonder if anyone else was experiencing that. If you were, text us at 844-649-1051. A high today of 45 with storms expected to start tomorrow, go all the way through the weekend. Mainly rain, maybe some snow up in the mountains is what I'm seeing.
Not as bad as we originally thought.
No, huh? I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Justin, so you went and you played Paul Bunyan yesterday, huh?
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't go?
No.
Oh, okay.
Heck no. That's way too much effort.
So what happened?
So my brother-in-law got I guess it's easy to get a permit to go chop down your own tree.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going to be a great idea. You know, we're going to save money. We're going to go pick out the perfect one. To me, it just seems like a lot of effort to drive up there, chop that bad boy down, load it on the car, bring it on down here,
so,
and then load it up in the house.
How does it work? You can go up into the forest, and you can chop down any tree you want?
They give you, you go to the website, it's probably the Forest Service, I guess, is where you would get it, and then they give you like an area. Like, you can pick a tree in this area.
Okay.
And so you have like a height that you want.
Yeah.
And it's only $10.
Which is sound kinds of fun. Honestly,
I have to tell you, I once went back to my mom's in Davis, California, uh-huh. And they had a Christmas tree lot. And it was like this, where each year they had a certain amount of trees that you could actually chop down.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd pay whatever it was, and they'd give you a saw. But like just like a handsaw?
No, I need a chainsaw.
And you'd sit there and you're like...
Right, no. It's a lot of work. You're sweating and...
It was the worst experience of our life.
Right?
And this was... We picked a tree that did not have like a huge... whatchamacallit?
Right, trunk.
Trunk, thank you. And then like... It was fairly small.
Right.
It still took forever.
It's a tree.
Yeah, right.
You know?
They don't come down
no,
easy.
No, they don't. You know, they withstand all kinds of storms and stuff like that. So
yeah.
it's a tree. And I'm like, I get it. It's like one of those things to where if you really want to do the Christmas spirit and you want to pack up the kids, you want to go do something like this.
Uh-huh.
I can see how it'd be fun. You and I, though, don't like to put that much effort into something like that.
We're not the type of people who would go and chop down our own tree.
No.
No.
Unless it was right next to the road. I'm not hiking in to grab that bad boy and drag it
out. Oh, yeah.
Can I, like, pull over, chainsaw it off, and throw it in the back?
John and Justin are real throw money at your problems kind of guys.
Yeah, like, that's the best
way. There's
an
issue? No, someone else deal with it. Here's money.
My friend Mr. American Express can take care of this.
Yeah. I'm going to get that one over there in the old Kmart parking lot.
Right, exactly. So you haven't seen it yet, then?
Oh, I saw it.
And?
It's humongous.
Is it glorious?
It's very glorious.
Does it look more full than what you'd find at the said Kmart parking lot?
Yeah, because it's like 15 feet tall.
Is there a squirrel in there?
It could be.
I was just about to ask. Yeah. I was like, because here's the thing.
It's huge.
When you bring nature inside from outside,
uh-huh.
You're bringing everything that nature comes with. So
right,
you're bringing in spiders. You're bringing in squirrels. You're bringing in mice.
And
everything that tree...
Somebody's home, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, the Keebler elves.
It could be in there.
Right, exactly. Oh, you store the whole elf's manufacturing plant.
Exactly.
One tree.
You animal.
That's right.
Now there are no Keebler cookies.
I got a text saying the weekend funk is still going on for me. Long weekends give a holiday hangover. Yeah, that's how it was yesterday. It was so bad that Justin was complaining about his mic ruining the way he was talking one point.
It ruined it yesterday.
Which was exactly the same as his mic today. But yesterday he was like, my mic's throwing me up.
That's horrible. I don't know what happened. No, I just, it was.
And Jackson yesterday. And I... You could hear us rolling our eyes at him.
Because it sounded the same. Take it from someone. I do the show with you every day. I then take this show and turn it into a podcast. I know what your voice sounds like, and your mic sounds fine.
I could have blamed the microphone or one of you two.
Good point.
And so that's what I did.
Since we are after Thanksgiving.
Making a list. He's checking it twice.
You can get away with it now.
It's okay?
Yeah, you don't get beat up by Jackson tonight now.
Yeah, you're fine now.
Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, so a new survey asked 5,000 people when they think the unofficial start of the, quote, Christmas season is. Doesn't really define what it is, I think, because Christmas season means something different to each of us, right?
Yeah.
My idea would be when decorations should be going up and when Christmas music should be able to be heard. That's what I'm guessing for Christmas season, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When the commercials can start on TV
right. And
all of that.
It's when you start having your parties.
Right.
It's when you start, doing all the Christmas things.
So the question is, out of the 5,000 people, what was the most popular answer for when Christmas season begins?
As soon as you're done eating turkey.
So Thanksgiving Day, around 3 p.m.
That night, uh-huh. You can be like, you know what? I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to drag out the decorations.
Okay.
I'll get them all up so this weekend you can put them up.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
That's what it
you're
is.
You're all full. You can't move. You should be asleep in front of the TV. You shouldn't be decorating.
I'm not decorating. I just got to drag them out of the storeroom. That's all I got to do.
You have a food baby. You can't be moving around within your condition.
Just got to grab it and drag it out. Like, here you go.
You know why? You need the cardio.
You do need
after
the cardio.
After the Thanksgiving, you need to work something up.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, when does Christmas season officially begin?
Well, you know my political stance on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it doesn't start until Black Friday.
So
that's the real spirit of the season, is trampling people for presents.
No, it totally is.
So you guys are debating on we're talking 24 hours between the two of you. Not even that. Probably 12 hours in time.
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah, it's a very blurred line.
32% of people say December 1st. Is when Christmas season begins, which means we are not even in Christmas season yet, according to most Americans.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra has already played here.
Did they really?
Uh-huh, it's already over.
Was that last week?
It was like a week or 2 weeks
ago. Oh, so that was before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that was their fault for showing up so early. I would say that most retail outlets would beg to differ, because I've seen Christmas stuff up in Walmart since August.
23% say early December, which means not even the first, but sometime after that. 22% of people say that Christmas season started sometime in November. This is where it gets crazy to me. 4% say it shouldn't start till Christmas Eve.
Oh.
I feel like at that point,
that's a little ridiculous.
You should be full-fledged into the Christmas spirit by Christmas Eve. Don't you think?
100%.
They just want to make 2 days out of it. That's it.
Be done.
Done.
By then, I've watched Elf like 8 times.
Right, exactly.
I've gone to 6 Christmas parties. I've already done White Elephant a million times. I'm ready for it to be over by Christmas Eve, honestly.
See, Shelby says Christmas starts November 1st. So the day after Halloween, to Shelby, Christmas is going on.
I felt like it did this year with a lot of things. That's when the TV commercials and stuff really kicked in this year.
I'm going to go ahead and call the police on Shelby. Yeah. That's illegal.
Lynn says after the first snowstorm.
Wouldn't that be kind of a crazy rule?
Yeah, but sometimes that's in October.
Right?
We had snow on Halloween this year.
You know what? It depends on
also,
when you get.
Also, sometimes it's like February.
What if it was a law that you couldn't have Christmas? Couldn't start till it snows. So that's the gamble in the whole thing.
California has not had Christmas in 13 years.
Sometimes it might be Halloween. Some nights, some years it might be the day before.
10 Tech says it all. When does Christmas season begin for you? 33% of us say not until December 1st. What say you? The unofficial start of Christmas has not even begun yet. No, December 1st is the day we're waiting for before you can put up the tree, sing your carols.
Yep.
Drink. Yes.
Do you think maybe it's because we live in Utah?
No, I think it's everywhere.
I don't know. You look at the national TV commercials, man. Starting before Halloween, we already had like Santa on the TV.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, but that's retailers. They're just trying to cash in.
Right.
I'm talking like
M&M's we and take Hershey Christmas and all them.
We take Christmas very seriously here in Utah.
Right.
So I think that's why we celebrate so much earlier.
I said the shocking one of this poll was the fact that 4% say Christmas season does not begin until Christmas Eve. It's a twofer. You get Christmas Eve and you get Christmas Day. That's it. You're done.
They do a two-day party and they're done.
To be honest with you, that sounds very efficient.
Really,
and I'm
does.
On board.
No way. The amount of decorating you have to do around the house, it needs to sit up for at least a month.
Or.
Go on.
Stay with me here.
Yes?
You don't decorate your house.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
hey, you just go somewhere that's decorated.
Yeah, you know where it's decorated? Temple Square. Right. Look how pretty those lights are.
Walk through the Grand America Hotel.
Right. Yeah. Just drive down the street. The lights are on. Yeah, you can go
just
places.
Just gorge.
Sylvia says Saturday after Thanksgiving is when I put my tree up. Only because I'm that crazy, I go shopping on Black Friday. I come home for some drinks after a crazy day of not hitting someone.
There you go. So it's a perfect weekend.
Tis the season. Katie says, I think Christmas season starts whenever you're ready for it. If you're ready before Thanksgiving, that's fine. Even middle of December. Nah, middle of December is way too long. I couldn't disagree more. Christmas season starts after Thanksgiving weekend. So would that be like this week? Like Monday?
I guess.
Because we just finished it, right?
Yeah.
Only thing I like about Christmas season is the music. They can start playing that the day after Halloween and then stop on Christmas Day.
Yeah, if it was, Lori had her way, we'd start it right after the kids go back to school. She loves Christmas.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It'd be year-round if she could get away with it.
There are only four Christmas songs, though, and you just have to listen to them sung by different artists.
Uh-huh. You know what, though? I'm okay with that. I don't mind it.
I do, big time.
Here's the thing. It always surprises me. Like, say, a Post Malone, for example.
Yeah.
If you heard his song over and over and over, you're going to get tired of it.
Yes.
Why does that not happen with Jingle Bells?
I have no clue.
You know?
Yeah.
The burn is not there.
Give me a Holly Jolly Christmas. You switch it up. Maybe instead of doing Michael Bublé, some Burl Ives.
And all of a sudden, it's fine.
And it's fine again.
See, that's not true.
Yes,
if you had to
is.
Hear Sunflower every year for the rest of your life.
Right.
Would you get tired of it?
Yes, I would.
Why not Jingle Bells?
There's something about those. You know what? It's the classic ones. Don't give me Dominic the Donkey.
Right. You can't write a new Christmas song. They don't work.
I got to tell you, even I heard Grandma got ran over by the reindeer the other day, and I'm like, you know, I could go every other year with this one.
Right.
But the classics?
That's like the only one that I like.
Right.
Because it's about Grandma getting drunk and stumbling in front of a sleigh.
You like all the Bing Crosbys and
yes,
Nat King Cole.
I want the standards. Yeah, completely. Yeah. Raymond says Black Friday is the day. I think because of Christmas shopping, probably. That makes a lot of sense. A lot of people agreeing with the survey, it looks like. Last week, I was picking up my mom from the airport. And as I was swinging in over there at Salt Lake International, I noticed a lot of people sure had no problem flying in their PJs.
No, it seems to be the norm nowadays.
Which, you know, I'm okay with the comfier clothes when you're on the airplane. No longer do we have to wear the suit and tie. Like you had to back in the 1950s.
A little carnation in your lapel.
Right, exactly. But I still believe there has to be some decorum when it comes to flying on these planes. And what I saw out there in the pickup area was nothing more than almost, if you gave everyone a pillow, it would be just one big slumber party pillow fight.
Yeah, it's like, where'd you guys all just wake up from?
Yeah, exactly. And it got me thinking, like, where did you go out in public while wearing your pajamas?
What? I don't want to talk about it.
Jackson?
Everywhere.
Really?
One time it was exceptionally bad because I was doing my laundry and I had to get grocery shopping done while my clothes were there.
No.
So I wore some pretty janky looking jammies.
Got it.
And I was like, I just need a couple of things. Ran into the store and I ran into someone who watches Biggest Loser.
Oh, no way.
This is only like a year or two after I was on the show. So she like wanted a photo. I was like, of course you do. Oh, I'm looking like absolute trash.
Right.
And then she tagged me in it. And I quit the internet for a little while.
See, because that's how it goes. And see, that's now your impression to that lady tour. She's like, oh, I ran into Jackson at the store. And man, does he look like crap.
Dirty,
life
lazy
is not,
person.
Not treating him well.
Yeah, it's cool.
Celebrities just
I
like
don't
us.
Care.
Wearing pajamas everywhere you go. Justin, you've been caught wearing pretty pajama-like clothes at the grocery store.
Yeah, I used to wear like my sweats to the store Sunday morning.
Dirty shirt.
Doesn't really work out so quite well. You can't just pick up what's on the floor and put it on and go to Smith's on Sunday morning because you will run into somebody you know.
Every single time. The
Every
moment you decide
time.
To wear the pajamas out of the house, you will run into someone.
You can't do it.
Yeah, but that's only an issue if you care what other people's opinion of you is, which I don't.
Of course. This text says, you see it every day in the drop-off line at school.
I bet. I'm just going to throw this on. I'm going to drop you off at school.
That's fine.
I can only imagine what the teachers see as the doors open up each and every day.
Yeah. That's been happening for generations, though.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's parents dropped them off in their pajamas.
Yeah, curlers in the hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how it went. I'm guilty of doing this. However, I had just been released from the hospital after 16 hours and needed to get my prescription filled. I was totally lazy, but in that moment, I didn't care. I was sick, and I just wanted to get home.
Right.
That's fine.
You can wear whatever you want to a pharmacy, right?
No.
No, you can't.
You're still.
Why?
You can't be walking around outside with pajamas on. That's my whole point.
I guess my question to you is why?
Because there still should be some kind of society rules out there on what we wear out in public.
Have you met society? It's trash.
We're going to try to clean it up
a
little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Society is awful, so I'm not going to dress up nice for society.
We just want society to put something nice on. That's all we're asking.
And I would like society to start behaving better, but you're not going to see that happen anytime soon either.
Society can iron its shirt once in a while.
That's all I'm saying. Right? this text says, I have a T-shirt from Spencer's that says, blinking fabulous, I wear to bed. I had an appointment and woke up late, threw on some sweats, a jacket, and ran out the door. I got to my appointment, and the lady at the desk smiled and said, oh, yeah? That's when I realized I had never changed my shirt.
Nope.
When did you go outside in public wearing pajamas? It all started with me going to the airport to pick up my mom before Thanksgiving, and man, I felt like every single person I saw walking out of that place, they were in their jammies.
Were you in your gym clothes?
Yeah, I was in my gym clothes. It's the same thing.
Okay, that's the same thing.
It is not the same
gym
thing.
Gym clothes are pajamas.
No, that is not true.
Also, airport security, man. Like, it's such a pain in the butt. It's so much easier to just go through in sweats and flip-flops.
Yeah, see, my gym clothes and pajamas are two different things.
You switch between, me too. I don't wear the same.
Well, because pajamas consist of your boxers. That's about the extent of it. And I have opened the door with
your pajamas consist of your boxers. The rest of us are wearing basketball shorts, etc.
I just wander around
boxers.
Nude. That's what I do. Yeah. Just around the house, opening the door for the neighbors. You know, normal stuff.
Gross.
This text says, on the weekends, I have a strict comfy clothes policy. I will literally go anywhere in my pajamas or comfy clothes. Sounds like a Jackson right there.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Every day of my life, I walk out in public in pajamas.
See?
Every day.
Yeah.
There are dozens of us, Sean.
It creeps me out when someone has full hair and full makeup, yet they're wearing pajamas. What, you didn't have time to do the final step?
No, I ran out of time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Or
I agree.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
They
just enjoy being comfortable.
You could be comfortable without wearing the old PJ. We can tell when they're pajamas compared to just a comfy set of Lululemon pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I can only wear my pajamas out if they cost $98 a piece.
Yes, exactly.
No,
but your cutoff sweats that you're wearing on the weekend. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
I know what you're wearing.
Yeah,
where did this all come from is my question.
Nothing but a Cheeto dust stain on the side of it. Or even wiping his
Jackson, you did a story in our podcast yesterday about these kids from Utah who stole an airplane.
Yeah.
They were able to take off in the airplane and land this thing.
Yeah, which means that they didn't steal it. They borrowed it.
That's right. They brought it back.
Yeah, they did.
And we just started talking about like how crazy that would be that you're able to fly a plane without any skill.
Because these kids are 14 and 15.
Yeah.
Right, and I think that a lot of the gaming probably has something to do with it to where you kind of grasp the concept on some of this stuff, and so therefore they were able to do it.
And I kind of brought up the story of the pilots a few years ago who both fell asleep in the cockpit, and this was a, it wasn't Delta, but like a Delta-type flight.
It was a commercial, wasn't
it? Yeah, commercial airlines that flew way past the runway. Like they just kept flying.
Yeah.
Like they were supposed to end up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and next thing you know, they're on the East Coast.
Like, whoa.
And the pilot's like, oh, we got to turn around.
Hello.
We got to go back this way. Yeah.
I'm mad at the stewardess for not waking you up.
Well, here's a new one. An unidentified pilot is under investigation for falling asleep in a cockpit and then missing the runway in Australia by 9 whole miles before realizing.
Oh, hey.
9 miles?
Yeah. The pilot did turn the plane around and landed safely after waking up. He was flying a twin-engine Piper airplane at the time he fell asleep.
Oh, he was in a small one.
So he's in the small plane. He's like, well, things seem okay.
Well, you get the hum of that motor.
It's kind of rocking you back and
like,
forth.
Okay, I get it.
You're just like,
I'm sleepy.
You'll pass it 9 miles. You're like, this doesn't look like Tasmania at all.
No.
Where am I?
I feel like 9 miles isn't really that far, though.
No, I guess not. 10 minutes, maybe? Not that. 5 minutes passed?
Is it? I don't know how fast little planes go.
I have no clue.
The big ones go like 600 miles an hour.
This is not one of the big ones, though. This is one of the tiny ones that like you can run faster than.
Yeah, it's a little prop plane.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm never out running an airplane. I can assure you that's not going to happen.
Best text we received all day. Only 39,881 minutes until Christmas. I say thank you for that one. They want to make sure Jackson's excited and does not seem like he's rolling his eyes as we talk about Christmas this time. So,
oh, I'm getting called out.
You are getting called out for your hate, man.
I said you guys could celebrate Christmas now.
39,000 minutes, not bad. Justin, let's get your showbiz beat.
Hey, get a head start on your holiday shopping with store-wide deals at IFA. IFA Country Stores helping to grow the things that you love. So Post Malone, you know what he'd like to be doing in 30 years?
Tattoo face removal.
No. He's like, you know what? I want to, I would love to live in Montana or somewhere like that with a lot of trees, maybe some snow, you know, a nice big baller cabin. I'm just going to ride my four-wheelers around, maybe kill
That's
some dinner.
That's what he does here.
I was going to say, he's kind of already doing that.
Because I just want to kill whatever I'm going to have for dinner that night. Just kind of hang out, live off the grid.
I mean, he lives here a lot of the time. He's got the mountain life.
Yeah, he's got a place in Park City, a place in Cottonwood Heights, a place up in Morgan. He's fine.
Yeah, he wants to live off the grid. I'm like, oh, that's kind of crazy. It's like guys like that, though, yours are like, they get caught up in the scene and you got to have the fancy cars and this and that. And you're
right.
Very, very LA. Not him. He wants to be off the grid in Montana.
I think the new scene is having a big cabin somewhere.
Yeah. Mm,
just being away from
Look at all of them. Everyone has, yeah, like these huge, barns that they keep all their nice toys in.
It's called a ranch. And it's not like it's a working cattle ranch or anything.
No.
With a tiny farmhouse. No, no, no. It's a mansion in the middle of nowhere.
Man, what I wouldn't do for a barn. I just want to get the hands on one of them.
Gotta be Post Malone.
Yeah, that's true. That's never going to happen. Never going to have my own barn to hang out in, huh? The Red Sox players each get $416,000 bonuses for winning the World Series. They got to divide up the $88 million postseason bonus that was paid out.
What's crazy is that team is one of the highest paid teams, so that's actually really small for them.
Yeah, it's actually
the new record for postseason payout.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going to go to those guys. What was it? The Dodgers, though, they got $200,000.
All right.
We'll take it.
It's not bad. It's a taste.
But if I'm going to get $416,000, man, I'm going to try harder next year. Right? $416,000 bonus?
I'm telling you, man, they barely notice that on their paycheck.
That's true.
It's a little blip.
I'm a real get in, make it big, get out.
Uh-huh.
I'm not about to play another season. I just want to cash in. And then live off of that for a while.
You're like, what? Oh, $400,000? Okay, I got to pay taxes on that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can barely afford your barn after that.
Seriously. I just want a barn. Did you know Oprah's mom passed away on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That's sad, huh? Todd Bridges from Different Strokes. He was helping this neighbor who has a wheelchair. Apparently, he's like a landlord. The neighbor was like, hey, can you help me evict somebody? He's like, yeah, I got your back. I'll be here with you through the whole thing. Todd gets sucker punched by him and it drops him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Who's
he living in?
He was trying just to do the nice thing, also help out his neighbor.
That's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's the one that gets cold cocked and just laid out right there on the front.
Bummer, man.
But I don't know, where's he living that the neighbor that this is all going down?
That Different Strokes money doesn't last forever.
No, but he's got a small role on Everybody Hates Chris.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know how well that pays, but we see him every once in a while. And that is the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Justin. Asking you to pick the story for Choose the News this morning. Three to pick from, and we're putting you into a drawing for Snow Patrol tickets. Justin, your story is...
How long does it take the body to pass a Lego?
So good. Jackson.
Is this the pettiest thing you can do at a wedding?
And I've got, hey, kids, this is where your parents are hiding presents. See, this text says, let's go to Justin. You know how gross it sounds. It's Kylie. Okay, sorry, guys. Justin totally wins today. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Cammy.
Cammy, I know you.
Oh, yes, you do.
She was begging me yesterday for Snow Patrol tickets.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah.
Well, Cammy, go ahead and vote, and we'll put you in the drawing.
I want to know how long it takes to pass a Lego.
Oh, going with Justin's.
Right?
Yeah.
She's one of my friends, and she cheated on me anyway.
There you go.
And here, I was like all ready for her to like vote for you, and me be like, no, we're not counting it. And no, didn't even go for you.
Oh, Cammy, breaking my heart, girl.
All right, Cammy, you are in the drawing for Snow Patrol.
Thank you.
It says, well, my kids want John's story, of course, but I want to hear Justin's. I want to know where my parents are hiding presents. I need to see if they're cool before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
You guys ever do that? You ever find them?
I never really looked.
No?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were terrible. Our parents would lock them in the closet, but we figured out how to use the end of a vacuum cord to break the locks on the closet, and we just go through all of them and just, you know, double check.
Well, let's see as we tally up the votes today. The winner with 84% of the votes is... Justin!
Yeah! All right. right, so there's a new study that was done by the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health. So it's pretty legit. They're
okay.
Like, hey, how long does it take the human body to pass a Lego if you swallow one?
Why,
which many of parents have probably had to go through this.
Okay.
Jonathan, at your house, have you ever had to wait for a Lego?
I have not had to wait for a Lego. I have stepped upon a Lego, which is the most excruciating pain you will experience.
Right. Two different things with the Lego. One you step on, one times they swallow it. So researchers didn't use any fancy tricks to figure it out. Six doctors just volunteered to swallow one. Specifically, those little yellow heads off the Lego people.
Okay.
I get it. There's not a rough edge on that.
Yeah,
so
dude,
they're
going to
be okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They had to go through every time they had a movement to find out if the experiment was complete.
Oh.
And it roughly takes 1.7 days, roughly 41 hours, for yourself to pass a little yellow Lego head through the system.
Doesn't seem very bad at all.
Nah.
Seems pretty easy.
Do you think it might be in there for a year or so? No. Comes right on through.
Right.
1.7 days. So
nothing.
If your kids ever eat one, just shy of 2 days, and it's going to come out the other side.
You'll be fine.
You'll be
This
good.
Is why I don't trust people when they tell me not to swallow gum. Because obviously it's coming through just fine.
Listen, if the Lego can get through in 2 days,
exactly.
Your gum could definitely get
your
on
gum
through.
Gum is nothing.
Yeah. No, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Jackson and my story will be up online at mix1051utah.com. We also tell them each and every day in our podcast. We are going to play Morning Show Family Feud, but I'm actually going to take Jackson's story from Choose the News. I want to share it real quick.
Okay.
And here's why. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I know.
This is for the podcast.
I know.
Not anymore.
This is why people listen to the podcast.
I know. And hopefully you still will download the podcast and listen to it today. But here's why. At this time, on Wednesdays, we do the second date update.
Yeah.
And on Fridays, we do Fiancé Friday. And I feel like a lot of times people come up to us and they're like, there's no way people live that kind of a drama-filled life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah? Let me share with you this story right now that an Australian woman who wishes to remain anonymous recently found out that her fiancé was cheating just hours before she was set to marry him.
No, that's horrible.
So the woman walked down the aisle. She stood at the altar, and then she started reading text messages from his fiancé's mistress.
Oh, yeah. Got up in front of both families.
Man. Yeah. So she waited.
Oh, and they were risque.
Your body is incredible.
Yep.
Miss you so much. Can't stop thinking about you. I've never had this connection before.
I wish my girlfriend had half the skills that you do.
Whoa.
Right.
I miss you so much.
So she sits up there. She just goes through and reads all of the text messages that this mistress was sending to her soon-to-be husband.
Whoa.
And then just drops the phone. Walks away.
That's crazy.
The wedding was definitely called off, and the former bride says it was certainly not the wedding day I had planned, but to our credit, it was one heck of a party.
I'm sure it was.
She stayed and she partied with the guests.
Oh, you have to.
Do you imagine that? So that's why I just feel like it fits the second date update time frame or your fiancé Friday.
Well, there's no shortage of crazy in this world.
Right, exactly. No. And if you have never heard a fiancé Friday or a second date update, obviously we'll have one tomorrow, but you can also text podcast to 844-649-1051. We have never done this at 8 o'clock, but let's play the feud!
Yeah!
Morning Show Family Feud. I've got a couple DVDs here. Greatest Showman. Not only is it The Greatest Showman, though, it has the sing-along edition. We actually watched it this weekend with the kids.
How was it?
Awesome.
Good.
Just as fun as it always is with The Greatest Showman, yeah. So here's the deal. This past weekend, Venom became the highest grossing superhero origin movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide, $822 million and counting.
Wow, we're really just putting a lot of classifiers on that, aren't we? Largest grossing superhero
origin movie. Well, here's why. Because there's a lot of them now.
Yeah.
Like, it surpassed Wonder Woman, which made a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people gave it bad reviews. Like, Forbes magazine hated Venom. Their review called it a, quote, weak B movie with A-list talent. Now, I'll tell you, I saw Venom with my son Liam. We both loved it. We thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Critics are usually wrong, though.
Well, Forbes is doubling down on the fact that Venom was a terrible movie. They have created a list of the 10 worst superhero origin movies of all time.
All right, let's do this.
We've got Comic-Con here, or FanX. We've got a lot of comic book people who just love these kind of movies. one of the biggest places to watch them would be here in Utah. So we'll start it with you, Justin. You won the coin toss. Then we'll take your calls and your texts at 844-649-1051. Justin.
I know one that they always said was horrible.
Yeah.
Catwoman.
Catwoman with Halle Berry?
Yep. Yeah. They said, yeah, that one still to this day gets mocked.
Show me Catwoman. Yeah, number two on this list.
Oh, wow. Number two.
Absolutely.
I don't have a lengthy list.
Just worried about that also with Jackson. Jackson, okay.
I hate to say it because it stars the love of my life.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
But The Green Lantern was bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad movie.
That one didn't
And only
have a
bad
lot of
people
hype behind
liked it.
It.
The Green Lantern was terrible. Show me the Green Lantern. No.
Well, then Forbes is wrong again. It's crazy how they keep being wrong.
All right, again, the top 10 worst superhero origin movies of all time. You can text us. Justin, we'll go back to you.
There's also another green. There's a green. Oh, the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
That's right.
There Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Show me the Green Hornet. Number 6, Justin crushing it. On movies he's never seen.
Well, you got to think it's which ones have come out once and they've not redone 100 times.
Right. Yeah. Someone said, what about Ant-Man?
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good one.
I loved Ant-Man.
Where's Ant-Man 2?
It came out earlier this summer.
Okay. It was fantastic.
And Ant-Man was in the Avengers.
All right. One too many.
This Jonathan says, what about Elektra?
Oh, yeah.
That was bad, too.
No, Elektra's not on here. Jackson, back to you.
How about X-Men Origins, the Wolverine story?
X-Men Origins Wolverine, made back in 2009. Number 10 on this list. Yeah.
I liked it, but that's my opinion.
They changed his claws in it. They were computer graphic. They were almost like animated. They looked,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's because they were bone. They weren't metal yet.
They weren't as good for me. I didn't like what I was seeing is what I'm trying to tell
you. Listen, that was the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool that was really bad.
Yes.
And then he went on to make a really great Deadpool. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was able to do two bad superhero films and still get away.
Right. And they still let him do a third one.
I don't know why.
Top 10 worst superhero origin movies of all time. What do you got?
I'm going to say Steel.
Show me Steel. Number one on this list, Leah. Was Steel the one with Shaquille O'Neal?
I think so.
Shaq was in Steel.
Oh, no, was
I think
one.
So.
I'm
I
pretty
think
sure
right.
That was Shaq. Yeah. You are in the drawing.
Awesome.
This text says the original Hulk movie with Eric Bana. Yikes. Yeah, that one was terrible. Let's see.
Ooh, that was
Show
bad.
Me Hulk. Nope, 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 nope. Again, this has to do with Forbes magazine. Venom is the highest grossing superhero origin movie of all time. Forbes trashed it in a review, and now that it's doing so well, they've actually come out with a list of the 10 worst superhero, they're just being bitter, origin movies of all time.
Pretty solid.
Kyler, I have to say that I really like this movie, but Fantastic Four, either originals.
Ugh.
I like the one with Jessica Alba.
Let me tell you something about Fantastic Four.
Yeah, what?
The one that came out, I think, like 2016, 2015.
Okay, not the one with Alba, the next one.
No, yeah. With Miles Teller and
yes.
Kate Mara.
Yep.
Those two people owe me
$9.
It was the worst movie. No, John, stop everything you're doing and listen to me.
I'm listening
to you. It was the worst movie. You're hearing me say it was a bad movie.
Right.
What I'm saying is that it was the worst movie ever made.
Wow.
First of all, you can't make a stretchy guy interesting, no matter how hard you try. That's why Fantastic Four sucks. But two, Fantastic Four is the reason I hate superhero movies.
All because of one movie?
It ruined your life.
The worst movie I have ever seen.
Really?
I've never seen him so passionate about something.
Neither, ever.
Who knew that this was the one?
I'm angry about it. That's why I also, that's why I can't get on board with Michael B. Jordan. He was in that too.
Oh,
that's
stop.
True. He was in that, yeah.
And he sucked.
Yeah. Because
you know what?
Of that movie, you won't even go see Creed.
No. Jessica Alba was in the first one. It sucked as too,
Whoa.
But not nearly
Whoa.
As bad.
Holy
Chris Evans
cow.
Also in the first
Chris
one.
Chris Evans also was in the first one, yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I threw you off your game.
You
know.
Really did.
I just had to let everyone know.
We weren't ready for all that.
Miles
no.
Teller or Kate Mara or Michael B. Jordan owe me $9.
Fantastic Four did make it at number 9 on the list of the top 10 worst superhero origin movies of all time. The Batman with George Clooney. That would be also the one with Mr. Freeze. No, also not really an origin film. Daredevil with Ben Affleck. A lot of people guessing that one. Let's see if that made it. No.
I liked it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you're going to sit here and just rail on Fantastic Four for as long as you just did.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's bad.
Okay,
but did you enjoy the popcorn that day?
No. It ruined everything for me. I don't believe in good and evil anymore. Yeah. I don't believe in sunlight or kisses or puppies.
Oh, man, all because of that movie.
All because of that movie.
Beth says, what about Power Rangers? My husband says that it was an origin story. I just know that I was like an 8-year-old boy in that theater. It was amazing. Show me Power Rangers. Your husband's right. Number 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess they are superheroes.
What are your thoughts on Power Rangers?
I love Power Rangers.
I watched the Power Rangers, the origin one.
Yeah, like the newest one?
Yeah, the one that came out last year. It was like the Breakfast Club meets superheroes. They were all just, they were in detention.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just like the old school one, the Mighty Morphin Power
Rangers. Well, sure, of course. Who doesn't? Judge Dredd.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
You have been judged.
Yeah. That's cool.
No.
Who's
it? It's Sylvester Stallone and I can't think of who his sidekick is in that one. Let's see, Ghost Rider from Baxter.
Oh yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Nick Cage though.
Sorry, I have 3 papers that this list printed out on. Yeah, Ghost Rider number 7 on the list. You guys just want
to
hear them?
Yeah. Give them to us.
All right, 10 worst superhero origin movies of all time. Number 10 was X-Men Origins, Wolverine. Number 9, Fantastic Four, the 2015 edition, the one that Jackson was so passionate against. Number 8, I mentioned it many times, Venom.
Yeah, nobody really even guessed it.
Yeah. Number 7 was Ghost Rider. Number 6, Green Hornet. Number 5, Power Rangers. Number 4, Spawn.
Oh, yeah.
Made back in 1997.
I also liked Spawn.
Wasn't John Leguizamo like in that as like
a tiny
little clown or something?
Yeah.
Number 3, The Punisher. Made in 1989.
A lot of people liked that.
Yeah. Number 2, Catwoman. And number 1 of the worst superhero origin movies of all time. Steel, starring, yes, thank you for everyone who texts in, Shaq. That was like his big breakthrough role. Really did well for him, too. Quite the film career. Were you guys glued to the television yesterday as well?
On?
Come on now. On?
On
Are you kidding
what?
Me? On a huge moment in history yesterday.
No, apparently I wasn't.
Really?
I missed a big moment then, I guess.
You guys, you're not the space nerd that I was hoping you would be?
No.
I thought you're going to take off your shirt right now and you just have like one of your NASA shirts on underneath?
Not going to happen.
Be giving me high fives, like going like, insight in the house!
I did see it on the news last night. It was kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal?
All right, it was a big deal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
NASA's InSight spacecraft landed on Mars yesterday after traveling 300 million miles.
The image didn't look real on the news.
Like it looked like it was done on a soundstage?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. You're going to be one of those people.
Yeah,
you're going to fuel that fire.
And it was like a little cartoon looking rover thing.
Let me tell you something else that was fake. The moon landing. Stop it. it's there right now to drill into the surface to find out what's below and figure out if Mars ever supported life.
Okay.
That's the whole purpose of why it's out there.
No, it's very cool. I'm glad that they made it, though.
But here's the moment it touched down when all the NASA engineers, they didn't know if this thing was going to crash. So after waiting for it to finally get there, going 300 million miles, they're like, well, here's to hoping.
How long did it take? Does it say in your story how long it took to get there?
Yeah, I don't remember from yet. They had so many stats they were throwing out when I was trying to watch it yesterday. But I listened to it. Here's like the countdown as it gets close. And then you'll hear like all the engineers go crazy, including one woman who I actually heard this on the news yesterday. Her laugh made me giggle.
30 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, standing by for touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdown confirmed.
Yeah, you're gonna
see.
She was very excited about the whole thing.
There's a fake studio audience right there too.
Okay, stop it. Justin, I kind of feel like you and I are very similar in a lot of ways, and a lot of times we just when we're challenged with something, it's a whatever, and we move on in life.
Right.
We don't really we don't hold it. We don't try to fight City Hall. We just continue on.
Yeah.
Then there's someone else on the show who would not be that type of
way. Who just would hold on.
Who would hold on to the grudge.
Plant that flag.
And fight just because. And that person is one Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who just has to be right, has to fight, has to prove his way.
It's not a matter of being right. Mm. It's just a matter of pointing out that you're wrong.
Right, exactly. I want to introduce you to the story because this is Jackson, just so you know. Back on April 11th, around 6 o'clock in the morning, this man named Jason in Connecticut was pulled over for distracted driving. The cops saw that, said at least, that he saw Jason talking on a phone and gave him a $300 ticket.
Well, that's a
in Connecticut,
fine.
You cannot be on your phone.
Okay.
Okay, like California law is the same way. We don't have that really here yet.
Right.
But Jason says he was not talking on the phone. He was just eating hash browns from McDonald's.
Okay.
Same shape and size.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's got that down.
So, I mean, in a way.
Yeah.
Right? And he even has some evidence backing it up. His call logs show that he was not on the phone.
Well, that's a good one.
And his car does have Bluetooth, so he wouldn't be holding up his phone to his ear.
Right.
He would just be using the car the way you're supposed to, right?
Correct.
So what you're saying is the officer made a mistake.
In spite of all of that, a judge found him guilty when he tried to fight the ticket back in August.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's like, sir, I was a...
So at that point,
hash brown.
You pay the $300 and you move on with life.
That's what
you
do.
No, you don't.
Oh, no.
No, you do not. You don't pay $300 for something you didn't do.
You know what? I got other things to do.
Right, exactly. You know who doesn't? This Jason, or a.k.a. Jackson.
Jackson, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just refer to him as Jackson.
His quest for justice is still going on. He has requested a retrial that he'll have next month. And this time, he's paid over $1,000 for a lawyer to fight on his behalf.
You better believe it. Oh, I would take...
Why? I told you.
I would take this fight.
You.
Hold on. You guys are acting like I'm the ridiculous one. First of all, $300 would put me into ruins.
Now you're over $1,000.
Yeah, I'll make the state pay for it. Here's the thing. I would take this to the Supreme Court because the fact of the matter is I'm not giving you $300. I would give a lawyer $3,000.
Just to be right.
If it not to be right... Because you don't get $300 for filing charges against me that for something I didn't
seriously.
Do.
The $1,000, or what he's paying for this lawyer, is actually more money than his car insurance even went up because of the ticket.
All just because he wants to be correct.
His call logs back him up.
I would just pay the $300 then go out to lunch.
You and me both. That's the story of Jason, a.k.a. Jackson. Justin's Showbiz Beat.
And it's all brought to you by the Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. So the NBA fans are petitioning to have Kendall Jenner banned from 76ers games because she's dating Sixers star Ben Simmons.
Uh-huh.
And they lost the game to the Cavaliers, who are not good. And so therefore, the fans don't want her there.
She's bad luck.
She is bad luck.
This happens every time a celebrity dates an athlete
and
they lose a game.
Yeah, but get out of here.
Remember when Jessica Simpson was dating Tony Romo?
Uh-huh.
They had that band that was they were trying to do.
Yeah, where she wasn't allowed to come to the games. I get it, though, because she's a Kardashian, so therefore they're always like, we don't need your kind of bad juju in this building.
Yeah, that's fair. Dating a Kardashian is kind of the kiss of death for most people.
And especially when you're in the NBA.
But I will say the sports football people are too sensitive, and they're too—they're
superstitious.
Way too superstitious.
Right. What is it with this family though? With basketball players?
I say what we do. We bring Scott Disick here, and we get the Scott Disick bump for the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
Just throwing out ideas. Just spitballing new things.
I'm such a Scott Disick fan.
I know you are.
He's such a good dude.
No, he's a really bad, terrible person.
But he's super funny.
God, I can't wait to hang out with Scott when he comes to town to go to the Jazz game. It's going to be so much fun. Hey, Post Malone was telling Paper Magazine that he's going to live off the grid 30 years from now. That he's just going to go up to Montana. He's going to have a baller cabin. He's going to ride his four-wheeler. He's going to hunt for food and just live his life, man. Just going to be out there in the wilderness.
Does Post Malone hunt?
He says here that he's going to...
All right.
He's going to shoot his dinner.
Okay.
that's what he's going to be doing.
I think a lot of city slickers have this romantic idea of being in the woods and being one with nature and putting a deer down. And it's a quick no. It is gory and horrific.
Right. You haven't cleaned a deer yet.
You have not cleaned a deer and gotten all up in them guts.
No. Yeah.
I don't even think he's big enough to be able to carry one out.
Well, he's got his four-wheeler. He'll just drag it out.
Oh, all right.
That's what he's going to do. Jerry Springer's new court show, it's going to be called Judge Jerry. It's going to debut the fall of 2019, so something to look forward to as we get into this next year. Hey, there's a brand new Jerry Springer show on the way.
I'll watch it.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's really not a lot different than his last show. It just needed a facelift.
That's all, yeah.
And I get it.
It's a retelling.
Sometimes you just got to put a new coat of paint on it and call it a day.
Is he going to wear a judge's robe?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so, too. Because, man, judge's robes look so comfy. Let me tell you, I would wear nothing but sweatpants under my judge's robes.
Is he a lawyer? I know that he's got quite the background.
Mayor. I don't remember if he has a law degree.
Because what if he really became some kind of a judge to where he was somewhat legit?
Like, actually cool. More than a TV show judge?
Right.
Like, you just went to traffic court here in downtown Salt Lake City
we
and
might have to do some
Jerry
homework
Springer's there?
Because he's very intelligent. He's got a background. So, I don't know. I'm going to dig that up.
All right, you do that research.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin. Haley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing excellent. You want to play rapid fire trivia?
I do.
All right, Haley, here's how it works. You have 30 seconds to answer our 10 trivia questions. If you run out of time, the next caller gets to start back at question one. Today is Giving Tuesday, so they're all nonprofit trivia related questions, and you are playing for Snow Patrol tickets. Cool?
Awesome.
Justin, 30 seconds on the clock.
We're ready.
Here we go. This nonprofit helps Utahns get back on the road home.
The road home.
This nonprofit sued the WWF Wrestling Organization for their initials.
I have no idea.
You want to phone a friend?
Yeah.
World Wildlife Foundation.
The Utah Blank Society saves over 10,000 animal lives a year.
Humane Society.
For what condition did the Ice Bucket Challenge raise awareness?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember. It was...
Time.
Oh, man.
What was it?
Well, if I told you...
It's ALS.
No, we're not supposed to say
it's ALS.
We're not supposed to help the next person. Haley, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to play Rapid Fire Trivia, call us right now. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Nika.
Rapid Fire Trivia for Giving Tuesday. I have nonprofit trivia. You are playing for Snow Patrol tickets. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Justin, 30 seconds.
We're ready.
This nonprofit helps Utahns get back on the road home.
The road home.
This nonprofit sued the WWF Wrestling Organization for their initials.
World Wildlife Fund.
The Utah Blank Society helps save over 10,000 animal lives a year.
Humane.
For what condition did the Ice Bucket Challenge raise awareness?
ALS.
This organization has what they call littles who hang out with their bigs.
Big brothers, big sisters.
Disaster across the world. Expect this charity, whose logo looks like a T, to be there.
The Red Cross?
This TV station is publicly funded by viewers like you.
PBS.
This organization works to fight stroke and heart disease.
Heart,
Time.
So close.
So close.
I'm sorry, Nika. You had two left to go.
Aww.
Hey, have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Arnold, are you ready for rapid fire trivia?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, Arnold. Today is Giving Tuesday, so they're all non-profit trivia related. 30 seconds on the clock. Justin.
We're ready.
You are playing for Snow Patrol tickets. This nonprofit helps Utahns get back on the road home.
The road home?
This nonprofit sued the WWF Wrestling Organization for their initials.
The World Wildlife Fund.
The Utah Blank Society helped...
The Humane Society.
For what condition did the Ice Bucket Challenge raise awareness?
ALS.
This organization has what they call littles who hang out with their bigs.
Big brothers, big sisters.
Disaster across the world. Expect this charity, whose logo looks like a T, to be there.
The Red Cross.
This TV station is publicly funded by viewers like you.
PBS.
This organization works to fight stroke and heart disease.
The Heart Association.
This fast food clown has a house that houses sick children.
The Ronald McDonald House.
This is the retail thrift store most likely that you donate your clothes to.
Desert Industries.
That's right. There you go.
Good job.
I would have taken DI, Goodwill, Savers, any of those.
Salvation Army,
yeah.
Et cetera.
Arnold, congratulations. You got them. Tickets to Snow Patrol.
Love it. My wife's going to love this.
The Star-Telegram is claiming an ATM machine in Texas malfunctioned early yesterday, and it started spitting out $100 bills instead of 20s.
There you go.
Ah, cool.
So cars started lining up outside the Bank of America because someone posted pictures of the machine online. They ended up actually like fighting. Like there was a huge brawl because everyone wanted to get to the ATM.
Well, it's going
to
run out of hundreds eventually, but yeah, I totally would be there.
Yeah. Bank of America won't say how much cash was taken. I'm guessing they have a few hundies in there, right? A few grand?
Yeah. But they also have the name and card number of every person that took the $100 bills. So they can do something about it.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, this is on you. This is your fault.
That's not what I got. I got 20s.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, chalk it up to a loss. That's what normal people would do. Uh-huh. Banks aren't normal people. They're sharks.
I stole Jackson's story today from Choose the News, and I actually told it on air.
Which was very rude.
Yeah. So.
But I say, you didn't mention that before you did it. You just went and did it.
Yeah, we didn't talk ahead of time.
No. Normally we do. We do like a little huddle before every break. We're like, hey, so this is kind of what we're going to talk about. We kind of work it out a little bit.
Yep.
Nope. John just stole my story and said it. And I was like, well, now what am I going to do for the podcast?
I'm sorry that I was caring about the radio show. I wanted to bring up the whole fact that it was a lot like Fiancé Friday or Second Dates. There's a lot of just messed up people out there.
So what you're saying is you don't care about the podcast listener?
Oh, don't even do that. Don't even
anyway,
do that.
So even though John was greedy, I still found a pretty great story from one of my favorite places, Ranker.com.
Oh.
So Ranker has the perfect holiday gift, in my opinion.
Okay.
We all know that after like a big disaster, people have a hard time getting readjusted, but it's even worse for the animals that get left behind. I think we saw a lot of that with like Hurricane Irma.
Oh, yeah.
Where there were just dogs locked up in kennels and there was nothing they could do about the floodwater.
Right.
It's just terrible. I guess I had never really thought about this, but how would you feel about adopting a puppy from Chernobyl?
Not against it.
Wait. You mean in Russia where the nuclear explosion happened?
Like, in 86, those nuclear reactors kind of blew up.
Like 80 people died or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was radiation fallout. But the town of Chernobyl has been sitting vacant there since then.
Right.
Because basically what happened is the government evacuated all the people out there so that nobody got sick with radiation poisoning. But these people couldn't bring their dogs with them. In fact, if they brought them up to the soldiers would rip the dogs away and throw them back into the radiation zone because they were just focusing on getting people out.
Which, that makes sense.
Yeah, understandable. But it's heartbreaking because if you go through some of these fallout zones, there are still notes up on the door for the government, please save my dog.
Oh.
People wanted their dog saved. And over the last few years, since the disaster happened, they've actually gone in and tried to control the population of dogs because there are just so many dogs. And what they're concerned about is these dogs are going to get radioactive particles up in their fur and then spread the radioactive when they're really just trying to contain it and get Chernobyl maybe not back to functioning, but at least contained.
Yeah, cleaner.
So what they've done is send soldiers in to try to kill all the dogs. But the thing is, we learned anything from Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's that life always finds a way, doesn't it?
Life will always find a way.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum, where did you come from?
I'm going to drop some water on your hand here. And
anyway, so all attempts to eradicate the dogs have failed because they keep interbreeding with wolves. And
I'm sorry. The radioactive dogs are breeding with wolves?
Yeah.
Radioactive wolves.
All right, this is how the world ends.
It pretty much, huh?
My money's on this.
But what they've done, there are organizations that are now going in and collecting the puppies because most of these dogs don't live past 4 years old because they have natural predators and they get sick and there's no vets on staff.
Yeah.
So most of them aren't living very long.
Okay.
They go in, they collect the puppies, they decontaminate them, deeply decontaminate them. In fact, there are professors from the University of South Carolina that have said that have studied the effects of radioactive poisoning for years, and they say that these dogs are perfectly clean. So they go through, they decontaminate them, they get them neutered, and then they send them out to get adopted. So for Christmas, you can get your family a radioactive, no longer radioactive, wolf puppy hybrid.
I love it.
From Chernobyl.
Let's do it.
I mean,
we'll
anything
keep him here
better,
at the station.
It's a conversation starter.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'll definitely say that much.
Because from now on, you know how smug people get when you ask them about their dog? Like, oh, your dog's so cute. Thank you. It's a rescue.
I'm a hero.
Hashtag rescue mom. Hashtag I didn't pick him. He picked me. Blah, blah, blah. Now you can be like, oh, that's nice. This dog is from Chernobyl.
Yeah.
This dog survived radiation fallout.
I do like that part about it.
It's fun. It's a good story.
I like to be snooty.
You can be so smug about it. That's what you're really buying. Aside from adopting a dog, you're also buying the right to be real smug for the rest of the year.
Until your radioactive wolf dog starts terrorizing the neighborhood.
Right.
Nah, he's fine.
Pretty sure that's how Cujo started.
Yeah.
No, he's not a... Or it could be like Superman, where the radioactivity turns him into a superhero.
What was the super dog name?
Bolt.
No, not Bolt. I'm talking about the old days.
I don't know. Underdog.
Underdog. That's what it was. Yeah. Bolt. Hey,
Bolt was way better than Underdog anyway.
According to a new survey, the most common place where parents are hiding presents this year would be...
Under the bed.
No.
Well, my parents always hid it in the closet.
The closet, number one, yeah.
Okay.
Under the bed was number two, Justin.
Okay, good.
In the attic was number three.
Love
and
it.
At a grandparent's place was number four.
It's a good list.
Where do you hide your presents?
Up high.
The kids don't listen to the podcast, do they?
No. No right. One in my family does. we do them up high. The six and four... They just figured out how to grab this chair and get to the Halloween candy that I hid.
You're good for a few more years. So,
but they're getting smarter. I'm telling you, I used to as a kid. I found it once. My mom bought a computer for us when we were in middle school and hid it in the closet. And I went in and I saw it in there. And man, it ruined Christmas. It really did.
Try the garage.
Really?
It's cold out there this time of year. They won't spend much time out there.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I found my Christmas presents all the time as a kid, and it never ruined Christmas because I'm really good at pretending to be shocked. I'm like, what for me?
Right.
Hello. But like, then one year my sister found the presents, or my mom caught my sister finding the presents because we did it every year.
Got it.
And from that point on, she started hiding them in her office at work. So my sister ruined it for everybody, and we all got in trouble for that, even though it was all her fault.
Also, let's see, if Santa sold his house, he would not be able to afford to buy a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco.
San Francisco's spendy.
Yeah, the real estate website Zillow.com did an estimate on Santa's three-bedroom, two-bathroom log cabin in the North Pole, plus a toy workshop attached. They say Santa's cabin is worth $765,000.
It looks much bigger in movies.
How did they decide that Santa has a three-bedroom, two-bathroom?
Right.
Well, it's Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Right.
Then you have a guest room.
Okay.
And a guest bath.
Right. Uh-huh.
I don't know where the third bedroom
is. Then you have another
one
for Mrs. Claus to do her scrapbooking.
I guess.
Yeah, for her knitting.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
They say it's only worth $765,000 because of the remote location, but they gave it more money because of the fact that it was owned by Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, celebrity bump.
They don't put in here like the barn, though, for the reindeer, I would assume that you need, there's 12 of them.
So it's a large barn.
And then
I figured that was part of the toy workshop.
It's like a big barn to see at the fair. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's got to be that size. And then also, like, where are the elves living? Up in the trees?
Mm-hmm. Wherever the elves
Keebler
live.
Elves. Mount
Keebler elves.
Here's, well, also, though, then you have to factor in the fact that you're buying a toy workshop, sure, so you think you're going to turn a profit, but that idiot just keeps giving them away for free.
That's true.
That's why he has to sell his house.
Oh,
yeah,
I hear that's
now.
What's happening.
That's
yeah.
what happened.
Mrs. Claus is divorcing him and taking half the elves.
Right, exactly.
She's going to start a Scentsy store.
Yeah, well, naturally. Yeah. And finally, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yay!
When Metallica was making its self-titled album in 1991. Justin, you're a Metallica fan over there.
I do like Metallica.
It was so stressful that three of the four members of the band got divorced during the recording.
Well, they had to get really into the album. That's why they are the band that they are.
That's incredible, though.
It is incredible.
Think about
75%, that's almost the national average.
Yeah, it's true. But it wound up being one of the best-selling albums in history, so...
Worth it.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, including a brand new second date update. Bye-bye.